Hey, you guys, I am so freaking excited. And if you have a product-based business, if you're selling physical goods, you should be as excited as I am. And that's because Pinterest is making it easier for people to buy your products. So social commerce is very, very big. And if you've never heard of the term, it's just when social media meets e-commerce. It describes when people purchase items on social media. So over the past few months, we've seen some brands implement augmented reality, abbreviated as AR, which is pretty cool, especially now since online shopping is very, very big. And this new technology helps consumers make purchasing decisions online. So one of the newest AR features Pinterest rolled out was the try it on feature. So try it on allows you to try on different lipsticks or different makeup products. And soon it's going to be expanding to different industries. So this way customers can virtually try on products before purchasing them online. So yes, this is going to be very big. It's going to be very, very important. Also very helpful for customers who are shopping online. Speaking of which, Pinterest states that 89% of people on Pinterest use Pinterest for purchase inspiration. Let me repeat this. 89% of people on Pinterest use Pinterest for purchase inspiration. Do you understand that buying power? It is absolutely incredible. With that being said, Pinterest has done several things to make it easier for people to shop online. And yes, they work. Why? Because people like easy. One of the features they rolled out was the Shop This Look or shoppable pins or tagged products, right? So you've probably seen these before. They have a price right with the actual pin itself. So this way you know that it's available to purchase. And then also included with the Shop This Look or shoppable pins, about a year ago, they introduced the new catalog feature, which allows brands or businesses to upload their inventory or product catalog directly to the Pinterest platform or system to make it easier for customers to buy. So you may have seen this before if you've visited a brand's page. You'll see a shop tab right underneath the brand's account name and description. If you've never seen this, you can just head on over to Sephora's Pinterest account and you can see it there. But one of the major drawbacks of this shop tab was that it was only on their business account. So if a person has never heard of that business and the business hasn't optimized their pins or their account to be discovered, then the person is probably not on that brand's profile, right? Because they've never heard of them. So if they're not on the brand's profile, this also means that they're probably not going to discover the brand's catalog of products. But Pinterest just recently expanded this new feature. Now, unfortunately, like most Pinterest features, it seems to be rolled out in phases. So I've noticed it on some of the accounts that I've managed, but then I also see that it's not on some of the accounts that I've managed. So I think it's kind of safe to say that they're going to roll this out just like all of their other features. So if you don't notice it on your profile yet, don't worry, you should have it over the next few weeks or so. So how has Pinterest expanded this feature? Not only is the shop tab listed on the brand's profile, but now it's also on the user's profile. So if the user has saved one of the shoppable pins, the shop tab will populate in their boards and sections, making it easier to filter and isolate it from all of the other non-shoppable pins. So meaning they can get back to that shoppable pin quicker, which is also going to be perfect for smaller brands. So for those of you who don't remember, right, let me just refresh your memory right quick. 97% of searches on Pinterest are unbranded, meaning they're not looking for a specific brand or product. They're looking for a specific solution. So they may have pinned one of your pins and don't necessarily remember your brand. Guess what? It's okay. They can still get back to your pin even if they forgot your name. They can still shop with you. This new tab drowns out all of the noise and separates you from the millions of pins they've already saved. It'll be easier to get back to you and purchase directly from your website now. But that's not just it, you guys. There's another cool feature about it. So remember, Pinterest is a discovery tool. Because of this, not only will they see the shoppable pin they saved, Pinterest will also recommend similar shoppable pins inspired by that pin. So you can scroll down to the bottom of this page and you'll see what I mean by that. And you'll see that there is a section now titled Keep Shopping. Cha-ching. So as long as you've optimized your pin and product for Pinterest's search engine, your shoppable pin can be recommended even if they have never seen it, even if they've never heard of you. This is an awesome way to move yourself to the front of the line. You'll have the same manpower as some of the big brands. I can tell you right now, most small brands are not and will not tag their products. Most small brands are not going to create shoppable pins. So even though this isn't rolled out on a wider level, I still recommend that you start tagging your products now if you haven't done so already. Tagging products really isn't that difficult. So some people didn't want to deal with the catalog feature because it involved coding and all this other techie stuff, but tagging products is pretty simple. So from the computer, you're going to hit the plus sign to create a new pin, just as you've already done. Select the image that you want to pin, just as you've already done. Using what we've covered in the free Pinterest marketing training, you want to optimize your pin, filling in both the pin title and pin description, just as you've already done. So the new steps here, you guys, is on the left side of the image, you'll see a new menu that pops up with three icons. So you're gonna hit the middle icon, which looks like a price tag, which kind of makes sense, right? Since we're tagging a product so people can actually purchase in it if they're interested in purchasing, one of the things they need to know is the price, right? So kind of common sense, yeah. All right, so once you've hit that icon, then you're going to see that it says add products. So you can, they're going to be able to do this one of two ways. So the first thing you're going to do is click the plus sign to add the products to your image. Now, if you've already pinned products to Pinterest before, you can select from your existing pins. Or if you've never pinned a product before, or let's just say you want to tag a product that has never been on Pinterest before, right? You want to tag a new product. You could simply just enter the URL from your website that has that product on the page. So this way you could tag it so people can actually purchase it. Pretty simple, right? After you've selected the images that you want to tag and the products that you want to tag, you're just going to click done. And after that, we're almost done. But one thing that I want to stress, okay, is remember when I told you about having a killer Pinterest marketing strategy is that you want to drive traffic to your website. Remember, do not leave this field blank. So once you've already pick the images that you wanted to tag or pick the products that you want to tag, you're going to include your destination link, which you should do on every single pin. Why? Because Pinterest is one of the only platforms that encourages users to leave the platform to go to your website. So you could use Pinterest to drive traffic to your website. So you just want to include the destination link or the website link on each and every single pin that you have on Pinterest. And just like that, we're done. Pretty simple, right? So what do I recommend? Even though you may not notice the shop tab now in your boards and sections, I suggest that you start tagging your products now. There's no telling if your ideal customer already has this feature, and just because you don't notice it doesn't mean that they won't. Remember, Pinterest is all about the user experience. So if people are realizing it's easier to purchase items on Pinterest, Pinterest is going to not only push out this feature, but they're going to start pushing out more features that drive more traffic and drive more revenue. The fact that they're making it easier for customers to purchase and for you to get discovered seems like a win-win to me. Also, I feel like this is an easy way to make your brand stand out since, like I said before, most businesses won't tag their products. Easily separate yourself from the competition and put your products at the top of your ideal customer's profile. Trust me, this will help you start generating more traffic and more sales using Pinterest. So if you have not done so already, I still want you to come up with the proper keywords to describe your products so this way you can get more eyes on your business. But I also want to make sure that you are tagging those products so people can not only find them, but immediately or easily purchase them directly from your website. So of course, as I said before, here are the screenshots. So for this example, let's just say that we are a Pinterest user, right? So we saw our product, we really, really liked it. We said we were gonna save it. So this way we can get back to it when we get paid to actually purchase it, right? But guess what? We don't remember the name of the product, don't even remember the name of the company. Perfectly fine, because we remember what board we saved it to. So we just click on the board that we saved this shoppable pin. And so this board is going to look very, very similar. The only change to it, you guys, is the shop tab. So you'll see here it says pin, shop, and more ideas. If you have not received this new feature yet, you're still going to see pin and then more ideas. So now that we have this shop tab though, you guys, we're going to click on it. And then you'll see on the right is once you click on the shop tab. So the shoppable pin is going to appear at the very top, right? So as you can see, it's separated, right?
So the shop pin, the shoppable pin, is separated from the other pins in your board, but then it's also going to be separated from the other pins that Pinterest is going to help you discover that are going to be recommended or inspired by that shoppable pin. So if you look at the screen, you can see where it has that keep shopping section. So let's just say it's not your pin that they saved. It's not your shoppable pin, but let's just say you have a shoppable pin that's very similar to the pin that they've already saved, yes, your pin is going to appear in this area. So this way, you're still going to get more eyes on your business. You're still going to easily drive that traffic to your website. So like I said, I am so freaking excited about this. I think this is pretty awesome. And of course, I want to hear from you guys and know what you guys think about this. How do you feel, right? Like, are you excited? Do you feel like you'll use this feature? Will you start tagging your products so people can start shopping with you? And of course, if you have not done so already, I want you to download the free Pinterest marketing workbook, the free video training, and join us in the free Pinterest Facebook group called Pinning for Winning, where I give you guys more tips and more information on how you can start generating traffic, leads, and sales for your business using Pinterest. Catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.